Is it finally time to enact common sense gun control measures? One local lawmaker thinks it's well past time. Joining us on the KSRO live line is North Bay Congressman Mike Thompson. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Michelle, it's good to be with you.
As chair of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, what was going through your mind as the story broke yesterday in Texas?
Well, it was just absolutely terrible what happened yesterday, as it was what happened last week in Buffalo, and that same week in Orange County, and the same week in Texas. It just seems to continue to happen, and it's equally as terrible every day when 30 people are killed by someone using a gun. The idea that Congress has not been able to take any action, or I should say the Senate has not been able to take any action, is absolutely appalling. And there's work that can be done. There's things that we can do that most people agree with, most Americans agree with, and we ought to start getting those things done.
So well over the majority of Americans are for background checks when it comes to gun control. The House has passed this twice. What is standing? I know it's Republicans in the Senate, but what really is it? Why can't we pass this?
Well, we can't pass it because we don't have the votes to pass it. The as you point out, it's the Republicans in the Senate. It takes 60 votes in the Senate to bring a bill to the floor for a vote. There are 50 Democrats in the Senate, not enough to bring a bill to the floor. So there needs to be 10 Republicans with enough courage to do what's right and to get this bill up for a vote.
Now, Senator Chuck Schumer wants to call a vote on this. Do you think that that will force the issue?
Well, I don't know. It'll certainly put senators on record as to where they stand on this issue, and that in itself will be important. But the fact is, the American people need to speak out. They need to quit sending people to Washington who don't have the courage to do the job they were elected to do.
Congressman, you've been around it a little bit. You've introduced universal background checks twice since 2013. It's passed. So I'm sure you know Republicans.
Wait, what do they say? I want to correct something. That's sort of accurate. But the fact of the matter is, I introduced universal background checks after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. For almost 8 years, the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives, and they would not allow that bill to come up for a vote.
Okay,
it wasn't until the Democrats won back the House that we were able to pass that bill, the bill that is supported by over 90% of the American people. The idea, the absolute idea, that these guys would stand around and do nothing while our children are being killed is inexcusable.
But Congressman, so you've been in Washington for a long time. I'm sure you have friends that are Republicans. I'm sure they talk to you off to the record. Why is it? Like, what's the reason we don't hear from them that you hear in the back doors of Congress?
Well, as I said, I thought it was pretty clear that gutless.
I mean, that's it.
Anybody like, they're just... who won't, any member of Congress who won't stand up for safe communities, safe churches, safe movie theaters, safe schools, safe shopping malls, safe music concerts, and would rather listen to the Beltway NRA than do what their constituents sent them to Washington to do, are lacking courage, and it's shameful.
Now,
and remember, over 90% of the American people believe that we should pass background check legislation. So it's not, and it's an overwhelming majority of NRA members believe this as well. So this is an issue that is controlled by the Beltway NRA, not the NRA in Santa Rosa or in Napa or in Woodland or in Sacramento. This is a Washington, D.C. insider business.
Now, if Congress cannot make something happen, is there something that the executive branch could do? Could President Biden take executive action to address gun control?
Well, the president has. The president, first of all, the Senate hasn't been able to even nominate a full-time director of the bureaucracy that runs the alcohol tobacco entity that controls the gun issues. So President Biden appointed one. The Senate couldn't confirm him, so he's just recently appointed a second one. Another one. Hopefully, the Senate will be able to confirm that nomination. The president also took administrative action to deal with ghost guns, something that's a huge problem. And ghost guns, I hear in my district, I hear about ghost guns constantly from law enforcement, and these are firearms that are purchased as a kit, so there's no background check required. You can go online and buy one of these kits. Within 15 minutes, you can put it together on your kitchen table. All you need is a drill, and you have a fully functioning firearm. They don't have serial numbers, so if they are used in a crime, you can't track them. And the president took a stand on this, and he said, these are bad things, and we ought to do something about it. So he did that with an executive order, and that is one significant step.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is Congressman Mike Thompson.